Facebook Live, as always.
The
search 98PXY.
The three of us.
Yeah, but me, you, and your vest.
Yep.
Yeah, you can see Whitney's vest on the Facebook Live video as well.
We're all here.
It's a sweet vest Friday.
Fur vest Friday. Fake fur Friday.
Of course. Current tally, 58 victories for me in the Team PXY Dad Joke Off. Mm. Whitney got to the 50 club yesterday. I believe two victories in a row.
Yeah.
Rules of the game, very simple. We're going to go back and forth with our best dad jokes. The first to laugh loses. So I'm up again as today's challenger. Whitney, are you ready?
Yep.
Intern Kaylee, you're monitoring and judging. Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
My friend and I started a business where we weigh tiny objects. It's a small-scale operation.
Hey, Corey.
Yes.
Why are mathematicians always single?
Why?
Because they can't stop talking about an X.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
I tried Wookiee meat delivery last night. It was really chewy. Yes, that joke was inspired by your vest.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
I have never understood the term cash cow. Sounds like utter nonsense to me.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
A man threw milk at me today. I said, how dare he?
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
Some people here at work say I have a God complex, but I would argue that since I'm able to recognize that, that makes me better than the other people with God complexes.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
How do you know when a joke becomes a dad joke? When it's full grown.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
On our honeymoon, my new husband told me that I was an awful lover. I don't know how he could determine that in 2 minutes.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
What did the stressed out cucumber say? Man, I'm really in a pickle here.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
You know what? You know what?
What?
Screw abbreviations and everything they stand for.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
My buddy, he wants to learn to weld from his dad for some, you know, quality father-son bonding time.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
I called in sick yesterday because my donkey broke its leg. And I had to take it to the vet. I'll admit, it was a lame-ass excuse.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
A man walks up to a windmill and asks what kind of music it likes. The windmill replies, I'm a big metal fan!
Hey, Corey.
Yes.
I'm looking to hire a group of people to move toxic waste from a nearby nuclear reactor. I'm not going to pay anyone, but I'm sure you'll get plenty of exposure.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
By the way, I dedicate this joke to our boss, Mike Danger. Feel better. I called my boss to let him know that I wanted to come in later this morning, and he said, dream on. What a great guy.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
I asked an introvert recently how many introverts it takes to change a light bulb. And he said, why must it be a group activity?
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
What did the hat say to the coat rack? You stay here. I'm going on ahead. Did you just envision me as a coat rack?
I pictured us as the coat rack and the hat. Hey, Corey.
Don't keep thinking about that.
Hey, Corey. Hey, Corey. Hey,
yeah.
Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard wired connections are faster, so I poured some coffee on my router, and now it's even slower! Do I need yet another Java update?
What is happening?
Why? Why'd that one get you?
What kind of world?
What about that got you?
Because it sounds like something you would do.
It sounds too plausible. I didn't even finish it. That was phenomenal.
Well, I felt the laugh pop out. I don't know if Kaylee saw that, our intern. Was,
yeah.
She did. Okay.
It was projectile.
At that point, might as well. All right.
It feels good to be winning constantly, beating you, smearing you into the ground.
What's the tally still?
I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. It's 58 to 51.